This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Business is so good. Hey, that's half off. No, business is great.
All right, Rudy, Rudy Canosa is with us at Jetem Lingerie. Big night, huh?
We are having a very successful night tonight, Phil. This is the summer, and women want to look beautiful, and Jetem Lingerie is... we are having a sale right now. We have the very top lines from France. We have the very top line of lingerie from New York as well as Paris. And it's just a wonderful night. And we certainly would like women to take advantage of our sale prices, which are going to be half off through now through Sunday afternoon.
All right. I'm hearing a foghorn there. And what is that? Is that in your store?
Yes, it is in our store. It is a...
what is that?
Well, it's... You can hear that. We have a number of our employees who are assigned to intercept at the door women who might not be the right body type for some of the lingerie that we sell here. We sell a lingerie certainly for a women who are a smaller size, up to size 10, and nothing larger than that. So,
why is that? They don't make it?
Well, some of the stores carry lingerie and some of the sexier negligees and undergarments for women a little bit larger, but we find that we would like to cater to a clientele. You can hear.
So when I hear that sound, what am I hearing?
You're hearing the foghorn, which alerts our staff to intercept at the door women who may be a body type that's a little too large for the lingerie that we sell.
When they intercept these women at the door, what are they saying?
Well, they're telling the women that we don't sell lingerie here. That is, see, the reason why we tell them at the door that we don't sell lingerie for women their size is because we would rather tell them there than tell them inside the store where they could be embarrassed or other women are going to overhear this and so on and so forth. We have a wonderful store here, the changing rooms. Unfortunately, we can't get the full-length mirror in some of our changing rooms, so the main mirror is in the middle of the store, and there are an awful lot of women looking at how the lingerie fits them, and they are in the middle of the store where a lot of these larger women will see them, be embarrassed by the fact that they can't fit into some of these things, and we just as soon intercept them. You can hear the foghorn again.
So it sounds like every few minutes here, you've got a woman who's over a size 10 hitting the...
Yes, that's right. Hold on.
Ma'am,
hold on. I didn't have... Get Catherine over to the door, please. Get Catherine over to the door. I'm sorry, Phil. Could you say that again?
It sounds to me like you're having a lot of women who are over the size of 10 hitting the store tonight.
There's a lot. There goes another one there. See? What we're saying is there's... Okay, no, the gong hit.
What was that?
That was our gong. Okay, a tour bus must have just shown up because I just heard our gong go off. So we're going to... There it goes again.
What is the gong?
The gong, Phil, is to alert our store employees that a tour bus has probably arrived and they need to be... There's another one. That they need to be alert to the fact that we are probably going to have a lot of Asian Japanese customers, you know, and...
The gong signifies an Asian woman coming in?
That is correct, yes.
Why do you... All right, I'll ask you the question, because you know you live in a time, and we all live in a time, where you're going to be categorized.
No, this has got nothing to do with a racial... we let the Asian women shop in our store, but I feel, as a business owner, that prudence is always very important. When you get these Asian... There's another one. So a tour bus must have pulled up, because I count 6 or 7... Japanese, I mean, they've come in here.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but the reason why I have to let the people... There goes another one. Yeah, that one there. Get her. They tend to come in with cameras. And we have a lot of women who are looking at themselves in their lingerie. And they'll take photographs. And I don't want any of our designs pirated. It's as simple as that. And...
You got a gong, and you have a fog... See, there's the foghorn.
Yeah, there's another one. We've got a lot of people. But the only women we're keeping out of the store... There they say we got to get her out of here. No, we're keeping the Asians can come in.
The Asians are coming in with cameras, and you're afraid they're going to take a picture of...
They could take pictures in this store. Try to follow me. They could take pictures in this store.
Look, I don't mean to make you angry.
Well, we're getting flooded. They can take pictures in this store that will steal some of the designs that I have, and I don't need that right now. Not now. Not now when I'm finally beginning to see black ink. Not now when I'm finally beginning to see everything come together in the store. I got... Hold on for a minute.
Well, wait a minute.
All right.
See, I lost him. Mr. Rudy Canoza... is at his store at Jatem Lingerie. Apparently, he has a system whereby a foghorn lets him know that a woman who is larger than a size 10 is hitting the door. She needs to be turned back at the door. They don't have anything bigger than a size 10. And there's a lot of obviously large women. The gong signifies that they've got an Asian woman coming in with possibly a camera around her neck. She may be taking pictures of the design. She may be...
Bill, you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. The other thing I wanted to see, you can hear the Asians are coming through now. I knew it, man. It's like the Bataan Death March. No, I was going to say...
Watch that because I've got it.
No, I want to tell you something. First of all, I don't need my customers who are modeling their lingerie turning up in Jap porn in about 6 months, and I don't need any of that. So that
with Japanese?
Yes. And
they're taking pictures of your women who are customers. And
here comes another one. Man, they are coming... Well, you'd think there was a gardening convention. I gotta just...
There's a fat woman coming in.
I didn't say fat, did I? I said larger than a size 10. Boy, you are a racist.
There's another Jap. Get it.
Phil, I gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, business calls, huh?
You know what I'm saying? We're making money here. I make a nice dollar. What do you want from me? I make a beautiful dollar.
Where are you from, anyway?
Well, I was from Argentina. But seriously, everyone's welcome except Japs and fat women. I don't mean that, but I mean, could you leave the camera in the bus is all I'm asking. Now then, you were asking about the bustier, Phil. We got to
get out of here. I don't want to know anything about your bustier.
Is that for you or your wife?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Amazon.com creating a buzz with adult toys. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, all is not dire and hopeless and warmongering and sexless and bush. I know it's amazing, but it's true. You see, bright spots exist. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Amazon.com is selling adult toys, man. Whew. Yeah, that's cool. It isn't all sexless. If you want to, you know, I made a decision that I don't want to get into politics on the show. This is a decision that I've made because there has been so much squealing and crying. You wouldn't believe it. Sometimes I don't even think I work. You know, where like adults exist. Sometimes I think I'm working in a daycare center because I got so many people whining about my politics. So I've decided I'm not going to do it on the show. We do have a blog called, well, if I tell you what the blog's called, and you're going to go to my website and you'll find out what the blog's called. It's right. It's on a banner at the top of our website, philhendryshow.com, and we link it. I am not going to even go there anymore. But if you'd like to know how we feel about certain things, there you go. The other thing that I dig about my blog is I'm able to control the comments section the way I like to control a comment section. Because I had resisted doing a message board for our website, Phil Hendry Fams, because generally the message boards are rendered all but inoperable by one or two people who want to just continually comment, you know, throw a comment up there like, you suck, you suck, you suck. So it's not only is it not funny, nobody wants to be involved in a message board like that. With this blog that I got, I'm able to look at the comments before we post them. I can even change them if I want to. Like, so the guy will make a comment, put his email address there, and then I go in and completely change it. I don't do that much, unless you're begging for it. Unless you're begging for it, then we make an example out of you, but that's very, very, those times are very few and far between. So go to the website. You'll see what the name of our blog is. You can also get a backstage pass to find out about all of the things that we've got new in our audio archive section, our 30-day archive section. We've got a great place to go for press. We've done an awful lot of interviews. We've done some TV projects. We've done television appearances, a lot of different audio from different stages of the Phil Henry Show. It's all there at www.philhenryshow.com. And you can take a look at our souvenir shop, too, where we have, I think we got some pretty cool stuff there for you. If you like Ted Bell's, you know, bowling shirts, he's opened up a new restaurant in Miami Beach. You can get the Miami Beach shirt. You can get the Phil Henry Show stuff. You can get the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police stuff. It's all there in our souvenir shop. And, of course, our Best Of CD. Got a new one coming out for 2005. It'll be a double CD set. We're going to jack the price to $30. And if it sounds like it's a jip, it's think of it this way. All the money goes to my friend's place. It's a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. We don't get any of the money. So when we increase the price, we're just trying to get more money for the guys at my friend's place. Two CD set. We haven't raised the price since we first started selling the My Friend's Place CD in 1997. And before that, when we were in Miami and we were raising money for Center One, I think it was $20. So from 94 till last year, it was a $20 CD. And it was a single CD up until, when did we start doing the double one? 2002? So it was a single CD for $20 up to 2001. And then from 2002 to last year, for three CDs, it was $20 for a double. And now we're raising the price to $30. And, you know, maybe in future months I will decide to pocket some of that money because I got to be honest with you, it's pretty interesting. No, I'm just kidding. Some guy said to me one day, you're not making any money on that CD? I'm like, look, not all of us are bloodsuckers, okay? Some of us just want to do, I make a nice living. Not all of us just want to suck the freaking marrow out of every bone we come across, man. You know, some of us want to kick a little bit back. You know, you're nuts if you're giving money away these days. You're just, you must be insane. You must be mentally, you know, deficient. You're doing what? You raised $1 million, you didn't make any? No, man, I didn't, you know. You know, the guy is right, though. He's $1 million is $1 million. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This email.
Tell him about the tax break you get from it.
Never mind, bud. This email.
Yeah.
All right, I get a tax break. I don't get the tax break, do I? I don't think I do. Well, yeah, I should. Hey, Mitch, it's my accountant. What the hell are you doing, man? Hi, Phil. A couple of show ideas. Steve Bozell, the Santa Ana Winds, and Boogers. Steve Bozell is suing his best friend because he caught Steve mining for gold during a recent dry spell. His friend remarked upon seeing what he pulled out of his nose, hey, Nostradamus, I bet you can predict the weather doing that. Ted Bell is sued by his employees. Ted is defending himself against charges that he is using dog food and recycled guest side dishes. They're served family style for the staff meal before each shift. He feels justified because of the escalating cost of beef. Let me know if you plan on using either one of these. I'd hate to miss it. You won't miss it, Thomas. We're not using them. So, thanks so much. If you have any show ideas, oh, God, don't send them to me, please. The problem that we get into this kind of problem. You use an idea, some cat thinks that now you owe him money, right? See, if you send me any show ideas, Jim, and I happen to use one or two, you ain't getting paid. It belongs to me. That's how it works. And I think over the years we've used, yeah, on occasion somebody sends us a cool idea. But I don't want to get into that whole dance where I use a piece of material. Next thing I know, a guy's calling and he says he wants something for it. Maybe I'll toss you a T-shirt. Maybe I'll toss you a bone. Don't know. You get what you pay for. Everyone pitches in at the Sun Times. Take Deborah Douglas. Her voicemail identifies her as deputy features editor and director of the library. But I was called to discuss Red Streak, and when I reached her, she assumed she had questions about fluff. She's in charge of both these helium-filled products. I don't know. This is a story that was sent to me. I don't know what this means, man. Michelle, do me a favor, will you? Please don't pull any more news for me, man. I don't have any idea where you're going with this. This Amazon.com story and the fluff story driving me nuts. British soldiers get germ-fighting undies. British soldiers combating the heat and dust of Iraq and Afghanistan have a new weapon in their armory, germ-fighting underwear. The antimicrobial underpants have been introduced as part of a new desert uniform for soldiers. They're the first undergarments issued to British troops who traditionally have had to supply their own. Hey, Michelle, don't pull any more news for me, hon. And then finally, oh, I told you about that whole Sean Hannity thing. Poor guy. 1-800-449-8686. I'm getting out of here, man. I'm going to the beach this weekend. I'm going to go up there and my wife said she went in swimming last night at 10 o'clock. I said, you're kidding. She said, no. She was up there with a girlfriend of hers. They went in at 10 last night. I said, well, did you dunk? She, no, we just went in up to our waists. There's nothing creepier than going in the ocean at night. There's nothing spookier, man. Wading into the ocean, black ink water, you don't know what's under there. Woo-hoo! Woo! Back in, when I was a kid, I used to go body surfing at like 4 a.m. Just for the whole, you know, skill of it. Just for the creepiness of it.
Were you a moonlight skinny dipping with your girlfriend and nude it up?
Who asked you, man? Anybody even look at you while I was... I didn't even look at you while I was talking.
I'm supposed to comment.
Oh, shut up. I'm supposed to comment. So I used to go body surfing, and, you know, like 4 o'clock in the morning, you go out there, and it was almost more frightening for me than bungee jumping. I think I'd rather just jump off a, you know, like a bungee jump into a 300-foot deep canyon than go body surfing at 4 a.m., you don't know what kind of freaking octopus is under there. I can't go scuba diving. I'll never go scuba diving. I got a problem. I can't get too high and I can't get too low. I'm right in the middle. I don't want to go up and I don't want to go down. I can't take heights, but I don't want to scuba dive. Want to know why? Because I don't get a big kick going down into the ocean, turning around as a freaking octopus about the size of, you know, the freaking Statue of Liberty behind me. I don't need that. I don't know how guys could go down there, and if I know one guy, I know a million. Oh, we're going to go scuba diving in the Caribbean. That's great, man. That's really great. And I got certified nuts or what? Certified for my scuba dive. Oh, okay. And we're going to go down there, me and my wife, and we're going to take 2 weeks, and we're going to go diving off the reefs, and I'll snorkel, because snorkeling means I can get my head out of the water right away and look at stuff that's cool. I was down in the Caribbean and I was snorkeling. This freaked me out, see, and I had to get out of there. I looked down and there was a whole sunken ship, and I just got over. Man, I split that scene. No thank you. I'm going to go down there in a scuba suit with a tank, and I'm going to play, Lloyd Bridges? And the next thing you see, some freaking blowfish looking at you like, yeah, you got a question? Big freaking kisser on that thing. Who wants to do that? And if a shark came at me, there'd just be a nice trail of brown in the water as I swam. I love these guys, you know. You ever see the Jacques? By the way, I saw that Steve Zissou. Oh, man. Not too good. Bill, you're funny, man. Do you really have to jam Owen Wilson into every freaking movie that's coming out now? Can we give that guy a rest? Every bloody movie that's coming out, I got Owen Wilson there with that crooked nose of his kisser and that pseudo surfer act that he does. Just take and turn down one or two flicks, man. Give us a break there, Owen. Bring us up for freaking air on your ass, please. Anyway, you know, these things go down there to the Cousteau Resort, and there's some guy there with the big varicose veins in his leg, and he walks with a limp, and he's like a marine biologist slash surf dude, 50 going on 18. And never been married, and he's living there in a bungalow at the beach. His girlfriend's 30 years younger than him. And you got a beautiful array of cadaver fish. We've got a nice, the coral, of course, will rip your face off. It's all very nice. I can get you the equipment here, and we'll take you out on a full scuba tour. We'll take you in the glass bottom boat, throw you in. You can go down there, take a look at what it is. A moray eel will come out, pull your nose clean out of your face through the mask. It's going to be a wonderful vacation. Yeah, that's what I want to do, man. Stick my hand in a rock for a moray eel. You ever seen those things? That right there should keep everybody out of the water. A moray eel. And when you get into the water and you see a sea snake?
What do you say, a snee snake?
A sea snake. See one of those things? Brother, you are in big trouble.
So, you're talking about snakes again, huh?
Yeah, that's it, man. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The hell was that, bud? When I ask you for sale, here it is. Sorry, do I have to play this through this machine? I got it through the podcast machine. So you guys are listening to podcasts. You're not hearing the familiar sounds of Tequila Update. Yes, all this talk about scuba diving puts me in mind of vacation, and vacation always puts me in mind of Mexico, and Mexico means only one thing and one thing alone. Tequila. Mas, please. All right, so anyway, at our last rendezvous, I mentioned Don Julio Real. Don Julio Real is the new high-end Don Julio tequila. It is a much more aged tequila. Now, what have we learned? Three kinds of tequila: Blanco, Reposado, Añejo. Blanco is the youngest, if you will. Reposado is at a mid-range, and Añejo anywhere from a year to 3-4 years aged. Don Julio Real is the new super-aged tequila. Now, they're trying to compete with the Tesoro Paradiso. You know that $110, $120 a bottle tequila? Don Julio Real is trying to compete with the Paradiso. Now, I think I mentioned this once before, but I want to remind you. I don't know if you're in the market for a $100 bottle of tequila. I really don't. I think you need to know what it is you want. If you like cognac, but you're sick and tired of drinking regular cognac, yeah, that Paradiso is good stuff because it's cognac-style aged. They age it in oak barrels. I personally believe, at this time, as much of a Don Julio fan as I am, I have sung their praises, well, in just about every continent on Earth. I've been there. I've been there when I've seen men saddling up to the bar and saying, "Please, Jesus, how about a glass of real tequila?" And the guy busts out with the, "Have you had the 18 hours, senor?" I've seen men, parched with thirst, saying, "Let me try that Sauza." I've seen poor bastards pull their wallets out and throw worthless pesos across the mahogany, only to be served Ornitos. Neat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a big Don Julio fan, but I got to tell you, when it comes to that high-end stuff, I think it's the Tesoro Paradiso wins by a nose over Don Julio Real. Stick with your Don Julio Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo, but if you want the high-end jazz, you want that cognac style, aged in an oak barrel thing, Tesoro Paradiso. Available now in the six-pack. Bud Dickman on the bell.
Thank you.
David Hall whistling. Hey, what is it with that guy's music? Who's the guy? The guy that did all that spaghetti western? What are those dudes saying?
It's a Sergio Leone.
Yeah, but what are those cats? What are they barking out there? And that whole good, the bad, and the ugly. What? Those, boy, those guineas. 1-800-449-8686. When you think tequila, think, boy, those guineas. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know if you know this, but today is National Aviation Day. Today is a day that they... You know, I just had a thought, bud. Get Hal and Viola on the two-way. Today is National... What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm buttering the spread.
Get Hal and Viola on a two-way. What do you mean you're buttering bread?
I'm making a sandwich.
Well, get them. I'm on the air right now, man. I'm working. Get them on the phone. Today is... Keep it down, will you? Today is National Aviation Day.
Right. You're okay. How about you now?
Keep it down, will you, man? Today is National Aviation Day. It's a day that a lot of people will be celebrating flying. Are they there?
Are you ready? Yeah, I got them up. Come on, line number 3, 2, 1. Go.
Hello? Hello? Where are they?
I didn't turn it up yet.
Then why are you telling me to go, man?
I just want to know if you're ready.
Put them on the air.
You ready?
I'm ready.
No, I'm asking, are you ready? You are. Okay. Go ahead, Phil.
Hal? Where are they?
They're not ready. What are you doing?
Get out of here, man. Hal, you there?
Hello, young man. How are you?
Good.
Phil, we are getting such a kick out of you tonight. And we are enjoying, we're on our way over here to Laughlin, Nevada. And Milo, why don't you talk to him while I take control here?
Phil, hello, what can we do for you, hon?
Well, I know it's National Aviation Day, and...
Well, hold on, I got to file the flight pass. We're going to Laughlin, right?
Right. Keep us out of the way of any... Well,
you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine, Phil. I got Viola filing the flight plan right now. We're going to be taking ourselves out over Fresno and make a little bit of a right turn there, and then we'll be heading in beautifully over the wonderful desert area, the Sierra Nevadas, and then I'm going to swing it south down the river into Laughlin. It's just going to be a beautiful night to fly, and Viola's filing in the flight plan right now, all right?
Well, it looks like a very clear night for flying. It's going to be just lovely.
Well, that's what aviation's all about, right? I mean, private aviation?
It really is, Phil. I recommend to anyone listening to the broadcast tonight, if you ever have an opportunity to take flying lessons, I've been flying since I was 7 years old. That's right. I took up my first airplane by myself when I was seven, and it was a fighter jet. Now, I know you don't believe me, but I took a fighter jet up out of Edwards Air Force Base, used to be called Barack Air Base up here in California, took it out over the Pacific, and I shot down two Japs. Do you believe me? No, you don't. Of course you don't. But I did do that. That's what aviation is. And
you say something?
No, I'm just babbling. Now, Phil, we are here about 300 feet. Look at that. God, you... What? It's the Fuji blimp, you whore.
Oh, I forgot.
Jesus, we're still flying, Phil. We blew a wing off, and I think I can nurse it in.
I didn't know the blimp would be there.
Didn't know the blimp would be there? What? Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. Hit auto-destruct.
Wow. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Well, at least they weren't flying it into Mount Rushmore, the Eiffel Tower, or some tower down at Signal Hill, and they weren't just stalling out and going into Lake Elsinore. Tonight, they greased the blimp. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let me see, I got Herb Sewell now. Herb, where are you at?
Phil, I'm over at a restaurant that is possibly one of the greatest restaurants for pizza in the Los Angeles area, Chuck E. Cheese. And
you're at Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, let me just tell people...
Hold on. I'm here because they've got the pizza, Phil. And,
Now, hold on. I'm telling people, you are a convicted child molester. You're supposed to not even go near kids. Isn't that right?
I'm here for the pizza. It's got nothing whatsoever.
And you're telling me that Chuck E. Cheese, a place that has kids, video games, you know, those bounce houses and the whole thing, they happen to have the best pizza.
Yes, they happen to have the best pizza. They happen to have the best pizza in Los Angeles, yes.
In Los Angeles.
That's how I pronounce it, Phil. I'm sorry, but, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato. Ha, ha, ha. Now, I'm here because they've got great pizza, and Walter Belhaven even recommended Chuck E. Cheese. And
Walter Belhaven is a convicted murderer. Many of the people that he killed were kids. Do you get the connection here at all?
No, I don't think you get the connection. The connection is that I am not at Atascadero number one any longer. It's just a couple of guys that like pizza. Just two guys that happen to like the meatball pizza here. And the fact that I was as surprised as anyone that when I walked through here, oh, look at this, kids. You know, I had no idea.
Yeah, I'll bet you had no idea. You're going to get yourself remanded back to custody. You're going to either be going back to the state house or you're going to be going federal because you're playing with fire here. You know that.
Bill, I don't know why it is. Since I have paid my debt to society, you know, that'll laugh, paid my debt to society. I've been looking over my shoulder since I've gone out. Now, Walter Belhaven, who is a wonderful, wonderful card player and a great pizza, he loves pizza, told me there's two places that he likes. One was in Walcott, Iowa, and they were looking for him there because there was a group of children that were playing in a park, five or six different groups of people picnicking, and one of the groups completely disappeared. And they suspect Walter did that.
How many people in the group?
Probably about 30. And I...
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. You guys...
Excuse me, Phil. What's that, son?
Do you have extra tokens?
I do have extra tokens in my car. Can you hold on?
Hold on. Herb, hold on for a minute.
No, hold, Phil, I just wanted to tell you...
Hold on for a minute. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
In your car, you got tokens.
Phil, I'm not going to do anything. Is that what you're afraid of?
I don't want you. Look, you can do anything you want. I don't want you going anywhere with that kid, you understand? Or I'll call the cops on you. I'll let them know where you are.
So you'd shank me in the back like that, would you?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Come on, mister. You said you had tokens. What are you, some kind of a douche?
The kid called me a douche. I'm supposed to take that?
Yes, you're supposed to take it. You're not going to the car with to get any tokens with that kid. You do, I'm calling the cops.
Boy, you really know how to suck the life out of a party, don't you? You know, I've been spending...
Tell me about the pizza that you and Walter got where?
In Walcott, Iowa. Walter had massacred a group of kids, and then we stopped and had something to eat and waited for the authorities to pick us up. You see, well, naturally, Walter being more of a cheese guy than I...
Walter had massacred a group of kids, and you guys stopped for pizza before the authorities picked you up. And I'm supposed to think of anything other than the massacre of those kids? What do I care about your pizza?
Well, you ask me a question, Phil. I'm simply trying to answer.
Come on, mister. How about those quarters? What are you, some kind of a douchebag?
I just got called a douchebag. Am I going to...
Yeah, tell the kid to get lost.
Get lost, kid.
Look, meet me in the plastic ballroom in 10 minutes, you puss.
You hear that? The kid's basically asking for it.
Man, he's asking for it.
Stay away from Herb.
Hey, kid. You want it, don't you?
Dirty.
Anyway, Phil, they've got a marvelous pizza here at Chuck E. Cheese. Love the meatball. And they also do a little number with cilantro that I think you'd enjoy. And the pizza place that I'm talking about in Walcott, Iowa, is called Italian Pizza.
Good pizza, huh?
No, it's not very good, but there were a lot of kids there that day. It was a whole different time of my life. They do have a wonderful sausage here, pizza sausage, little tiny sausages. You know.
All right, bug off. Find out where he is, bud.
He said Chuck E. Cheese.
Which one? There's about a million of them. That guy's on his way back inside. I don't care. And he can let Walter Bellhaven handle me. He can have you get Walter on the case. Chuck E. Cheese. My daughter, you know that they used to have a Chuck E. Cheese over where I live, and they had a Disney club. Did you know that Disney was doing some clubs?
Yeah, I know. I'm about it.
I'm not asking you. Call up the cops and do what I'm telling you to do. They had a Disney did a club, a kids club. And it was a very, very limited, very short-lived experiment. Could they build in suburban communities a nightclub, not really a nightclub for kids, but a club for kids where you go in, pay money, get pizza, do this, do that, like a Chuck E. Cheese only at a higher level. And it was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life because it was meant for kids under the age of 7. All right. Now, what kind of real money are you going to make with kids like that? I'm being serious. You really don't start making the real money until you bring the kids in 7 on up, see? Because I took my daughter in there when she was 6, just getting ready to be, like, too old to go in there. Half of the little things she wanted to do, you couldn't do because she was too big. And the other stuff that they have is little kiddie stuff. Well, they ain't going to spend that much bread. And a lot of the... What does he want now? What?
I was on the executive board for that, planning all the Disney...
I think somebody... one kid just zapped him there with a ray gun. Yeah, that's it. That's Herb's dead. So, the whole thing went belly up. Then later, Chuck E. Cheese comes moving in. Because the town that I live in, it's a suburban L.A. town. Only recently have we gotten some restaurants in there where, like, adults can go without a kid. I mean, do you know, are you aware of this concept? Mark, you've got a son. Do you know anything about actually taking your wife out for a night? Probably not. Well, it can happen, but very rarely. And where we live, it's all Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I mean, Jesus. So finally, when are they going to get a freaking restaurant around here where, like, adults go? The best thing we had was Stuart. What's that guy? The guy that walks through the bar and they go, hey, Stuart, you did it again. Did what again? Build another bad restaurant? Hey, Stuart. Tomaine again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's very good steak. No, the best thing they had was like the Outback, which we call it's a great place, but so they finally got an adult joint in down the street from where we live, and Gretzky opened it up. It's called Chapter 18. Place is fantastic. Fantastic. So that's where I take my wife now. But before that, man, nothing. And Chuck E. Cheese. Then my daughter said, well, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese for old time's sake. She's getting nostalgia, and she's 11. She's nostalgic for, like, the plastic ballroom and all that. So we went over there, and it was kicks, you know, but she was, like, bored within 5 minutes. So what's going on? This stuff is kid crap. She says to me something like, let's blow this pop stand. Get out of this dump while the getting's good. So it really is just for little kiddies. The other thing about Chuck E. Cheese is they do have a floor show. Seriously, the guys that serve the pizza there, they'll break, you know, for 15 minutes and go over to the little happy birthday party room, and they'll do, like, a whole floor show, man. You know, like they're the Rockettes, only they're fat, like, Asian guys in cardboard hats. And I said, this is pretty good. And my daughter's pulling me saying, let's get out of here. I told you. I want out of this dump. I had like $30 worth of tokens left. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.